Hello, everybody, and welcome to the episode of The Canvas Shop, speaking about creating a body of work. Some of you have heard about this term, and some have not, so I'm just going to do a quick clarification of terms. A body of work is a collection of 20 to 30 works in a particular overarching theme that you're trying to develop. And that's pretty vague for a reason. And next, the purpose. We'll get into the vagueness here in a moment. The purpose of it is to basically get into a gallery or display your work on a website or anywhere, really, even if it's just your studio. Display it in a cohesive manner where collectors can easily find what they like from what you have, because some of them will like particular styles that you do, and they may not like other things, or some designers are going to be looking for a particular color to put into someone's living room and not another color. So it's good to break that up. But it also shows, probably more important than that, a mastery over a particular style or theme. Because versatility isn't that valued, unfortunately, at least in the beginning stages of getting your foot in the door of being a professional artist. People want to be able to see that you've mastered something, rather than you can create a painting and a sculpture and a sketch all in the same day. Now, none of those things are bad, of course. But the important thing is to create the overall signature style of what you're doing. So some examples of this is there's a Cajun artist named George Rodriguez, and he has a pretty famous line series body of work of his blue dog, or a blue dog, and all of the dog's various incarnations, different settings that it's in, different personality aspects. And then the second example I have is of a more abstract painter, a Russian artist named Yuri Cooper. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. And he does a lot of paintings of painting tools. You'll see a lot of palette knives. You'll see a lot of different kinds of brushes. And they all have very subtle differences. Maybe there's different colors in one of the layers, and they just kind of peek out at you behind the brushes and whatever they're sitting up against. And it's pretty easy to figure out the different aspects or how to tie an overarching style in figurative paintings, like the blue dog being a good example of that. It's a blue dog. And that's what's in all of those paintings in that body of work. But there's different things in the background that express different emotions, situations, incarnations, like I said. With abstract works, it gets a little bit more, not technical, but there's more variations. So are you going to go with a geometric painting or piece of artwork or organic? Is it going to be atmospheric or hard-edged? Representational versus non-representational? Saturated versus subdued color? Textured or smooth? That can seem like a lot to bite off at one point in time. Yeah. And it may or may not be depending on how you look at things. But I know for me, the one thing that I did in particular was I found a specific style and then I limited myself to a specific palette, color palette. And for me, it was black, white, and red. Shades of red and shades of gray involved in that. And for a while I was working with that, and really there was something missing. I needed something to contrast the red. Eventually I found a shade of blue that worked really well with that. But I feel like if I would have given myself complete rein over that, picked like some specific colors, that I wouldn't have found the shade of blue that really worked. So from working with the red and black and white for quite some time, I kind of figured out which shades that I liked, and it wasn't until I was working on another piece, a commission piece, and I was using some blues in it, that I found a shade that I thought would really work. And I think that it has worked out really well. It kind of expresses the contrasting color that I wanted against the red. So that little digression was a little bit looking at the purpose of limiting your palette and where to start. And you might feel a little too limited. And that's possible. It's possible that that's definitely true. But I've found that there's quite a bit of freedom that you get from that. It seems, from the people I talk to be paralyzing in a way when you have too many options. It's hard to start. Or you wind up having lots of stops and starts because there's just too many options. So I would recommend starting with a restrictive color palette, and then also starting with a particular medium as well. If you're working with canvas, get a bunch of canvas. If you're working on panels, get a bunch of panels, and then build from there. If you haven't done a lot of paintings or paintings that are specific, then eventually you'll find a vein of something that you want to explore more. And then you just do that. 20 to 30 works in that specific style that you find. And try and stick with it. But that also brings me to another term, which is series. And some of you might be thinking that I'm talking about just creating a series versus a body of work. And the words are almost interchangeable. Almost. A series is usually smaller, with even more specific ties between the works. So going back to Yuri Cooper and his painting tools, that's all one body of work with the brushes, the palette knives, and the palettes all painted up against a chair or a wall. But then you'll have series within that of 3-inch brush in 4 different iterations. And they're basically going to be the same exact picture, with minor variations. And I think I mentioned the colors in the background is one that I noticed with his work. You'll see that I think he uses the palette knife a lot in his backgrounds. So when he's covering up and scraping away previous layers of paint, you'll see different colors that he started with. But the subject matter and all of that is very, very similar. The last aspect of creating a body of work that is more abstract, I guess, but equally important, is the pure proliferation of making artwork. And this kind of, not kind of, but this goes along with any sort of art form that you're in. If you just purely create more, then you're going to have more success in what you're creating. I think it's a Napoleon Bonaparte quote that says, quantity has a quality all of its own. And it's true. If you look at who actually holds the world record, the Guinness Book of World Record for the amount of artworks created, it's Pablo Picasso. And that may or may not surprise you. It doesn't surprise me, because I've always had the feeling that if you just create more than the next guy, then you're going to have more good pieces of work that come out of it. And you may have more bad pieces of work as well, but that doesn't matter. I think that's a good spot to end at, for today at least. If you like it, then please subscribe to my podcast on whatever form that you're listening to it on, or whatever platform. I'm now on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and quite a few other ones, Anchor Podcasts and whatnot. And if you really like my work, then go check out my Patreon and consider subscribing, or I don't know, I guess that's what it's called. Subscribe, whatever you can. $1 a month, 50 cents a month. It really helps me out. And I've also got cryptocurrency donation links that I'll put in the show notes. And if you really just, if you feel like reaching out and saying something, I would really appreciate that as well, even if it's a criticism. But regardless, thank you, and I'll be talking to you guys soon.